knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are
hers and hers and his. Three's company too.
Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
Leave a lovable space that needs your face. Three's company too. At our rendezvous.
Down at our rendezvous. Three's company too.
Down at our rendezvous.
Down at our rendezvous. Three's company too.
Oh, come on, Larry. I just want to borrow the keys to your car for one night. Why not? Oh, Larry.
2 miles.
You're some friend, man. I'd do it for you. Larry, hang on a second, will you? I have to go now, Larry. The orgy's just started.
I can't breathe. I have a pain in my side. I have a cramp in my stomach. And my legs hurt.
Then why do you go jogging?
It makes me feel good. I can't wait to get out of these sweaty clothes.
You were kidding about the orgy, of course.
Of course.
Hello, Larry.
I've been had.
Thanks, Larry.
You're welcome.
Hey, come on, Larry. I've got a date tonight with Bonnie Chamberlain.
Look, I need the car now. I'll drop the keys off this afternoon.
Hey, wait a minute. I thought you had to work tonight.
You mean at that hamburger joint?
Yeah.
Not anymore. I quit.
Quit? Jack, you can't afford to quit.
You can if you've got the chef job at Lucien's.
Lucien's? The Lucien's?
The one and only. Dean Travers heard there was an opening in the kitchen and he called me.
Oh, Jack, I'm so proud of
That's
you.
That's great, buddy. When do you start? I'll let you know as soon as they hire me.
Wait a minute. You mean you quit your old job before you got a new job?
Janet, you don't have to worry. Look, Dean Travers wrote me a personal recommendation.
Yeah, Jack, but how come you had to quit your old job first? After all, a bird in the hand.
Can get your hand awful dirty. Excuse me?
Oh, yes, sir. You want a reservation?
No, actually, I'm here about the job.
Oh. Do you think you're good enough to work at Lucien?
Well, yes, sir.
Ha!
Sir, I have a letter of reference.
Oh?
Yes, I know that you're familiar with the dean of my cooking school, Mr. Travers.
Travers? That pig. That pig, he prepares Polynesian style as in a class by itself.
Oh, yeah, you bet. Love that pig. Dean Travers is an incredible cook.
Nonsense. The man got lucky with one pig. He's a no-talent fraud.
As I was saying, Dean Travers is an incredible crook. Imagine ripping off those poor, innocent students like
but
that.
But he does know how to teach. Do you have a personal recommendation from him?
Yes.
Well, let me have it.
What did I do? Here.
Where's the letter?
That was it. Excuse me. Let me just... It's, well, I could have this pressed. Together. That work up there is exceptional.
Yes. Very impressive.
Does that mean you'll give me the job?
You can start tonight.
That's great! Thank you! Sir, I happen to bring along some of my favorite recipes that got me quite a few, well, raves in cooking school.
I don't think you'll need those.
Well, hey, scratch the recipes. You probably want me to wait a little while before I start with my own creations. Well, you just tell me what you want.
I want you to clear the tables, fill the water pitchers, and help the waiters.
Wait a second. That's what a busboy does.
You're a quick learner. I like that in a busboy.
A busboy? Wait, busboy?
I said something amusing.
No, sir, I can't. I was applying for the job of chef.
Now that's amusing.
Boss boy, I don't believe it.
My boy, with your experience, that is the only job you're going to get in a fine restaurant.
Boss boy?
Well, you'll be following in the footsteps of some of our greatest chefs.
I don't care about following in the footsteps. I spent 3 years at a top cooking school. I graduated at the head of my class. I've won all kinds of awards. I even quit my job, and you want me to be a bus boy? Is that what you're telling me?
Exactly.
When do I start?
Hey, Janet, thanks for the use of the vacuum cleaner. I really appreciate it.
Sure, Larry, anytime. But hang on a second. What is this sudden urge toward neatness?
Well, last night we ended up at my place after the beach party, and I have to get the sand out of my bed.
Here comes Jack.
Gee, I hope he got the job.
Oh, golly, me too. Oh, but don't mention the job.
Why not?
Because if he didn't get it, that'll just make him feel a lot worse. So just act real casual and don't mention the job.
Oh, yeah, gotcha.
Okay, casual. Hi. Did you get the job or not, Jack?
Janet, I'm going to be following in the footsteps of some of our greatest chefs.
Oh, he got it! He's the chef!
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, Jack, you are fantastic.
Wait, Janet.
Yeah, Jack, you are fantastic.
Look!
You were worried about Jack quitting his other job?
Well, come on. There's not exactly a lot of openings out there for chefs. I mean, it's not as if he was applying for a job as a busboy or something.
Busboy, right.
Oh, my. Look at what time it is. It's so late. It's almost 6 o'clock. Well, as I always say, it never can be too early for your first day at work.
Yeah.
Excuse me, I just came by to get my chef shoes. Wait a second, aren't you forgetting something? Your date with Bonnie Chamberlain?
My date
with Bonnie, I forgot. Listen, I better call her. Oh, no, I just remembered we were going to meet each other at the Regal Beagle right after work.
No problemo. I'm on my way down there anyway. I'll explain to her about your job.
No, Larry, don't.
What?
Oh, Jack, what are you thinking? I'm going to take advantage of this opportunity to make a play for Bonnie myself?
Yes.
It's not a bad idea. Larry.
Tell us all about your new job.
Well, I gotta go.
Gee, he sure was in a hurry.
Yeah. Well, you know how it is, first night on a new job. Oh, Larry, I would love to be there, but I'll bet Lucien's cost a fortune.
Are you kidding? They don't park the customers' cars. They take them as down payments.
I don't want to miss Bonnie. Thanks again for the vacuum cleaner.
Sure, anytime. Bye. Hello? Hello, Janet, is that you?
Chrissy!
Oh, I'm sorry, Christy. I must have the wrong number. No, please don't hang up. It's me, Janet. How's your mom?
Oh, she's getting much better.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
She says with me around here telling her all about Santa Monica and the apartment and you and me and Jack and you and Jack and Mr. Furley. Well, she's forgotten all about the pain in her side.
That's good.
Yeah, except now she has a headache. Yeah. Hey, Chrissy, guess what? Jack is starting a brand new job tonight as chef at a very posh restaurant. Oh, I'm so sorry I can't be there. Oh, yeah, me too. But I'm down to my last $6. Boy, I wish I knew somebody who owed me money that I could collect. Hey, I know somebody who owes you money.
You do, Chrissy? Who?
Me! Yeah, but you're 300 miles away. Oh, that's right. Oh, I wish I was back at the apartment. You know, then all I'd have to do is find somebody to borrow $20 from, and then I could pay you back.
Can't you find somebody to take you?
Ooh, is that a good idea? That's really a good idea, Chrissy. But where am I going to find somebody who can afford an expensive restaurant like that? And who doesn't have anything to do on Saturday night? And who is absolutely desperate for a date?
Janet?
Gotta hang up, Chrissy. Your idea just walked in.
Come in, Mr. Furley. Come on. My, don't you look nice. All dressed up with no place to go?
I've been where I'm going.
Furley, what's the matter?
It's the last time I make a date to go to a restaurant with a liberated woman.
Why? What did she do? She didn't let you pull her chair out? Mm-hmm. She didn't let you light her a cigarette? Mm-hmm. She didn't let you order?
She didn't show up.
Oh, golly, why don't you just forget about her, Mr. Furley? I mean, there are a lot of girls out there who'd like to go to dinner with you.
You're darn right there are. Name one.
Me.
You?
Uh-huh.
You and me? Mm-hmm. Go out together, just the two of us? I like it.
You know, Mr. Furley, I know this terrific French restaurant that has a great new chef.
French restaurant? Oh, gee, I don't know. Why don't we go to some cheap, a Chinese place?
But, Mr. Furley, this is Jack's first night as chef at Lucien's.
Oh, I get it. You just want me along to pay the bill. You can't fool me.
Oh, no. I just thought that you would probably want to go to the hottest pickup spot in town.
You have to get up pretty early in the morning to fool pickup spot?
Yeah. Lucien's is just crawling with girls looking for dates.
Hmm, sounds great. Au revoir.
Hey, wait a minute. Whoa, whoa, stop, stop, Mr. Pearly. Aren't you going to take me?
What do I need you for?
Bait.
Bait?
Uh-huh. Come on, you know that when a man walks into a room with a girl on his arm, all the other girls are twice as interested in him.
Oh, I don't know, Janet. You'll cramp my style. I like to walk into a place alone, you know, sidle up to the bar and turn to the chick who's lucky enough to be sitting next to me. Say, hi, good-looking. What's cooking? Then she says to me, well, Janet, what are you waiting for? Get dressed.
Oh, thank you.
You should have been here a minute ago. This was perfect.
Tripper, you are a busboy, not a brain surgeon.
Want me to go faster?
Oh, so bright. Why, on table number 4, are there wilted flowers?
Beats me. They say if you talk to them, they can grow.
Replace them!
You know, dear, I think that I'll try the salmon poche.
Excuse me. If I were you, I'd have the sole mousseline. The chef here uses too much heat for the salmon.
I don't like the sole mousseline.
Well, you won't like the salmon either. May I recommend for you the Via L'Estragon?
Excuse me.
If you open your mouth one more time, it will be the last.
Yeah, but that...
Get back to work.
All right.
Oh, my. Isn't this lovely?
Yeah, where are the girls?
Mr. Furley.
Where are the girls?
Mr. Furley, later. They'll get here later. It's a little early yet.
Well, when they do, you better stand back. I don't want you getting crushed in the stampede.
Good evening. Do you have a reservation?
Oh, no, but we're friends of the chef.
You're friends of Jacques.
Oh, did you hear that? He called Jack Jacques.
Who cares? Where are the girls?
Do you think it's possible to get a table?
For friends of Jacques, of course. This way.
Oh. All right, how are we doing so far? Having a good time?
Your menu, monsieur?
Oh, thank you. Where are the girls?
Madame.
Thank you.
Oh,
Listen, you have a smudge on your shoe. Let me get it.
This looks like a real exclusive restaurant. Do you think we can get in without a reservation?
Hey, Bonnie, I told you, Jack is the chef here. They'll be practically falling over themselves to please us. You. Name's Larry. I'm a very close personal friend of the chef's.
You know Jacques.
What are you kidding? I know him so well, I call him Jack.
This way, please. Madame? Monsieur? There's your menu.
Great. Yeah, thanks a lot.
Water?
Pardon me?
Water?
No, thanks. I'm not thirsty.
For that table.
For that.
Move!
Excuse me. This needs a refill. I'm sorry.
Boys, my French is really rusty.
Well, lucky for you, I'm here.
Mr. Furley, you speak French?
Do I speak French? Isn't French the language of love? Garçon?
Ah, oui, monsieur. À votre service, monsieur.
Huh?
Do you wish to order?
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll start out with these escargots. And then we'll have the soup dodger. And then we'll have this mouse line sole.
Pardon. Madame seems to have your menu, the one with the prices. What else, monsieur?
On second thought, cancel that order. What all that heavy food, do we, Janet?
Well, no,
we'll just have a dinner salad.
Two dinner salads?
One salad, two plates.
And a lot of bread.
Tripper, bread for that table.
Hi again. Excuse me. Could you pass these to that next table?
What?
It's a family style restaurant.
Thank you.
To wash it all down, I'll have a bottle of your best champagne.
Larry, are you sure you can afford all this?
Hey, nothing is too good for a friend of Jack's. Just give the check to the chef.
Tripper! You forgot the butter. One dinner salad and two plates.
Some wild spot. I probably won't be in sight.
Mr. Furley, won't it be exciting seeing Jack as a chef?
We can't. Why don't we go in the kitchen and surprise him?
No!
What was that?
I'll get you a clean one. Excuse me.
Look. Jack? What are you doing out here?
Look who's here. Imagine my surprise. Excuse me just one second. I'm checking this gentleman's wine.
Excellent choice. Impudent vintage, but just the right amount of nose. I'm so glad you came. I hope you enjoyed your meal so long.
No, Jack, we haven't finished yet.
Yeah, besides, I want to get your picture.
What?
Well, I asked Mr. Furley to bring along his camera.
Janet? Mr. Furley? I thought that was you.
Larry!
What are you doing here? You think I would miss your debut performance? I even brought Bonnie along with me.
Hi, Jack.
Oh, I'll never forget you for this, Larry.
Take a group picture. Get over
there. No, Mr. Murray, I've got so many things in the stall.
I had to clear table six.
And it's about time, too.
What is going on here?
Well, I was taking a picture of my friend, and that dumb waiter got in the way.
I might have known. Get out, all of you, out! And take this stupid busboy with you!
Busboy? Jack?
It's late. What are you guys still doing up?
We wanted to talk to you.
I don't really feel too much like talking.
Jack, how come you didn't tell us you were working as a busboy?
I didn't want to brag.
Don't you know that we like you because of what you are and not because of what you do?
Yeah, thanks. Listen, I really have to go to...
Wait a second, buddy. Now, listen. Hold it, all right? Now, even some of the great chefs in the world had to start someplace.
That's right. Look at Abraham Lincoln. He started out by chopping down cherry trees in Kentucky.
Mr. Burley, that's Washington.
Washington, Kentucky? What's the difference? Can I make a point here?
Look, if you'll excuse me, I really have to get some sleep.
No, wait a minute. I want to tell you something.
Yeah?
You are our very best friend, Jack. And you're the brightest, smartest guy that we know.
Thanks, but
so why are you acting like such an idiot?
Huh?
Jack, who's the one who graduated first in his cooking class?
Well, I did, but
yeah,
that was a long...
and who is the one who's won all those awards for his cooking?
Yeah, well...
Yeah, well. And who is the one that Dean Travers recommended for this job?
Me.
Yeah.
I guess I'm a pretty good cook at that.
Pretty good. You're the greatest.
No, I'm not the greatest.
You are.
I am.
Okay, don't you forget it.
Okay.
Now that that's been settled, let's go and have a celebration dinner. Come on.
What celebration dinner you talking about?
Come on.
Well, we all pitched in and cooked up your favorite dish.
Yeah.
Oh. What is that?
That's coq au vin.
It is? Huh? It is. Oh, sure, yeah. Good old coq au vin. Yeah, that's... Oh, you shouldn't have.
Oh, sure we should have. Yeah, nothing's too good for our best friend.
Thanks. Gee, you've all been so wonderful. Can I ask you to do one more thing for me?
Just okay, name thanks. It, buddy.
Please don't make me eat this.
Come on.
We'll see you later.
Take it easy.
Bye.
Thank you. Hey, thanks for dinner. It's the first time I've ever had coq au vin made with real cocoa before.
Hey, you're not still depressed, are you?
Well, Janet, the fact remains that I had to take a job as a busboy, you know?
So what? Jack, stop putting yourself down. Hey, if I had to wash dishes or take out garbage or clear tables, I would do the very best that I could, and I'd be proud of it.
You really mean that?
Absolutely.
Good, then you clean up this mess. I have to get some sleep.
was videotaped in front of a studio audience.